Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But under Comrade Kamala, our military has been abused for radical social experiments. On day one, I will get critical race theory and transgender insanity the hell out of our U.S. armed forces. We're taking it out. Our warriors should be focused on defeating America's enemies, not figuring out their genders. By that time, hopefully, they know their genders. Marxist ideologies have no place in combat. If you want to have a sex change or a social justice seminar, then you can do it somewhere else, but you're not going to do it in the Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Air Force, Space Force, or the United States Marines. Sorry. You're not going to do it there. The military brass that led these absurd and insulting initiatives will likewise be removed, and they will no longer be in command. They're going to be gone, gone so fast.
Yeah, Trump says they're out of there. Headline, Trump preparing executive order to cull the military of woke generals and admirals. By the standard he is going to use, Lee, if fairly applied, that standard would force a supermajority of the 44 four-star and 162 three-star officers off active duty.
Okay.
And he can do this as the executive. He can fire whoever he wants.
He will be the commander-in-chief.
Yeah.
And so that's it. So I certainly hope he is able to accomplish that because, you know, this social equity and social engineering project that the progressive liberals have been running through the U.S. military is a risk to the republic and to this nation's survival and sovereignty.
And look, the reason it got this way really fast, our military got whacked, it really did, was because you remember Barack Obama, and I'll never forget it, fired or pushed out 111 of our top brass. These were normal people with normal military ethics. Yep. And this is why our military became so strange. Where, I mean, you know, we've done the stories over the years. There were, you know, like units required to march in gay pride parades.
Yeah, that's,
bring your family members optional.
And that's a political event.
Yes.
I mean, that is a political ideology.
We have the uniform code, which is, you know, the rules for the military, which have the force of law if you're in the military, that in some branches you can't misgender somebody. I mean, it's gotten, I mean, we've got men showering with women. It's, I mean, it's gotten to the point of, well, you know, I mean, and here's what's happening. I mean, just a few of the headlines. Unexpectedly, the U.S. Air Force finds itself with a critical shortage of pilots while it says it has too many white officers. There was the bondage fetish colonel and his friends. He was playing the piano openly with officers who report to him. They like to dress up as dogs. Look that one up.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. I won't look that up now.
Yeah, just you can, if you want to find it on X, hashtag Alpha Pup. When it came time for that particular ranking officer, he was a colonel, to retire, he posted online a picture of himself with an animal bondage leather thing on his head.
Okay, just a little advice. Don't do that on your work computer, okay?
No, it's not going to work.
Or you'll be getting a call from HR, probably.
It's not going to work.
Gee.
And there was something of a scandal over that. The military under Joe Biden promised to investigate, and we've never heard a thing about it since. And again, part of the problem here is that the men he was doing this with, and they were posting pictures of it, they were running around in dog fetish stuff. Yes, it was off hours, but they were people who were of lower ranks or reported to him. I mean, this is the kind of just wackadoodle stuff that was going on. His name is Colonel Brian T. Donnelly. So, I mean, we have drag shows now on bases in Afghanistan that are brought in with your tax dollars. We've had all this kind of crazy stuff going on. It's got to stop. And we've got to pull ourselves together. I mean, you want to do that on your own time, fine with me. I don't care. But you're not doing it on the base.
No.
It doesn't need to be a part of military culture.
No.
And this is why when they go over the recruiting numbers and they're down 22,000 across the branches, military.com says, listen, it is white men who are not joining the military anymore. Why? Because it's been made clear to them they are not welcome. So Trump wants to welcome them back.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, there's two things I always say that the U.S. military is supposed to do, as to kill people and break things.
Yeah.
And the U.S. Department of Defense needs to defend the country and be ready to go on offense when necessary to defend the interest of this country and our allies. And they also need to make sure that they are looking out for the welfare of the men and women in uniform, that they have the best equipment, the best training, and the best possibility of making it through the mission alive and returning home as whole as possible. That's what the mission should be.
What do you think about Pete Hegseth as defense secretary?
I think that's a real interesting pick. I was a little bit blown away by
me
that.
Me too.
Now, I think there's going to be a lot of criticism from the left saying, oh, he's not qualified. It's like, look, this is an Army veteran, a decorated Army veteran. Does he have a understanding of Donald Trump's political and ideology? Absolutely. And once again, remember, the secretary of defense is a civilian position. And many civilians, many who have not never served, have served as defense secretary. So I think this is a good one. I'm also impressed with the youth of the nominees that Trump is putting up so far. If you look at some of the names of the people for some of these various positions, very young. I'm not sure how old Hegseth is. I'm guessing he's in his 40s. But I'm really liking that. I'm glad to see some young Americans who are being called to serve in this administration. I'm glad to see that. Stefanik, I think she's, 40? And will be if she's approved, be the U.N. ambassador, or the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. I think it's good, though. But as far as Hegseth is concerned, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the thing. And I'm going to be just brutally honest here. If Biden did the equivalent and took somebody from MSNBC with exactly Pete Hegseth's background,
no,
I'd roast him for it. I'd say the person was unqualified. I would. I would do that. And I got to be honest with you, Pete Hegseth is not qualified for this position. However, when we look at the people in the past that Donald Trump has appointed who were qualified, they were disasters.
Yes.
They were insiders. Hegseth is not an insider anymore at all. And he very much shares Donald Trump's philosophy on China and understanding that he needs to, we need to overhaul the military to deal with China. And the stuff he's written is actually pretty amazing about China and Taiwan and understanding how vulnerable we are to China because of the mistakes in terms of where we've allocated our military dollars, and he wants to fix it. So I can see why Trump would do that. Here's the question I have. And you're watching him put outsiders in. Have you noticed this?
Yes.
In Washington? Or those, the few that have been in Washington have been stalwarts against the deep state.
Yes.
When nobody else would.
Yes.
So this is really cool. Pete Hegseth is an outsider. My question is this. Seems like a really nice guy on Fox News. He is going to have to be tough as nails.
Yeah.
Because they're going to come for, the media's going to come for him. And so is everybody inside the Pentagon who isn't called, as they said in that article, removed by Trump. And I hope this isn't a Jeff Sessions situation. He seems like a nice guy. He's going to have to be, he can't be nice. This is going to be brutal to have to go in there. And keep in mind something else, Lee, the worldwide censorship apparatus, and I've documented this on Battleground America podcast, is very much run at the world level by the Pentagon. The Pentagon not only censors Americans online,
yeah,
we censor the world online.
Yeah.
And all of that's going to have to be dismantled, and people are going to scream bloody murder. He cannot be the nice guy that he is on Fox News. And I was very surprised by the pick, because it just seems really random to me. So,
it does. I grant you that. But at least he's somebody who has combat experience. And And listen, I've never served in the military. I have tremendous admiration for those who have, particularly those who've served in combat. That's the most difficult human thing possible that you would have to deal with. And the impact that has on you, both many times physically and obviously emotionally and psychologically. But I'm glad to see that there is a military veteran, a decorated military veteran, who knows what it is like to shoot and be shot at.
Yes.
That's what's critical
here.
Yeah,
that's very important. And again, as an outsider, I don't even know you can put in an insider at this point. It's just, it's not worked well for Trump. I see what he's doing. I hope that Pete
Hegseth is the
right person.
Insiders haven't worked well for Trump or Bush or Obama or anybody. I'm tired of seeing insiders, people who have, been a part of what the problem is with the current world situation, continuing to be advanced. It's time to break things up. It's time to do things differently. It's time to turn the page on the world stage. And I hope we can do that. This is not trying to promote American aggression. This is, to me, this is keeping America out of unnecessary endless wars,
yes,
but making darn sure we defend this country and we have the military equipment and personnel in place to immediately take care of threats as needed.
Amen to that. So it's going to be very interesting to watch all this. It's going to be interesting to see if Hegseth can get through the Senate. It's going to be interesting to see if any of these people can get through the Senate if John Thune or John Cornyn wins today. They're going to be openly hostile to the Trump agenda. But we have one last ditch effort to stop that. And I'm asking everybody to call. Make those phones ring all day. I want staffers for Senator Scott and Senator Graham to go home today with ringing in their head from the phone, all day ringing. We need Rick Scott. We really need Rick Scott. We don't need... Lee, do you realize John Thune and John Cornyn have not committed publicly, as they were challenged to do by Rick Scott?
That's what you've been saying. That's troubling.
To put through the Trump agenda, they refuse. I mean, so we're talking about active hostility and blocking the Trump agenda. And I guess Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott, we're going to know how you vote, okay? And not me. I mean, the X is going to get it. They've already got the whip vote leaked. So, I mean, we're going to know how you vote. Don't think you can fool us. You vote for Thune or Cornyn, you're voting to block Trump's agenda. And I don't want to hear from either of you how you support Trump, because you don't. You don't. And we're going to know. So, look, just do the right thing. Vote for Rick Scott.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.